Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Sources say the International Monetary Fund has slashed its forecasts for 2009 global growth to 0.5% from 2.2% in its last economic outlook from November. The fund forecast the U.S. economy to contract 1.6% this year compared to an earlier forecast of a 0.7% fall. The IMF's revised economic outlook forecasts 2010 world growth of 3%. For Japan, the IMF forecasts growth of -2.6% in 2009. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 8203 is up 125 points. The NASDAQ at 1507 is up 30.37, while the S&P 500 is at 849 and is up 17.06 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading this Monday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 9:23, up 12.5 on the open. May 9:35, up 13.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5:99, up 16.25 on the open. May 6:12.5, up 17. July 6:25, up 18.75. December 6:68.5, up 17.25 on the open. March corn opened at $4, up 9.5 on the open. May 4:09, up 7.5. July 4:21, up 9. September 4:28.5, up 6.25. December 4:45, up 9 on the open. March beans opened at 10:28, up 19 on the open. May 10:33, up 16.75. July 10:42, up 18.75. November 9:60, up 16.75. January 2010, 9:69, up 16.75 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 3:23, up 4.70 on the open. May 3:22.50, up 4.80. March soybean oil opened at 34.40, up 80 on the open. May 34.70, up 73. February live cattle opened at 83.50, up 82.5 on the open. January feeders 94.25, up 60. February lean hogs 58.65, down 27.5. And February bellies 81.40, up 65 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, here we are banging at the top of the technical ranges of these wedge formations. Are we going to push through this week with force or not?
We're trying to. The market's seeing pretty good fundamental support from the southern hemisphere with ongoing concerns about Argentina particularly. The Internet's playing it up pretty well. You can go there and find videos of the Argentine crop and what it looks like, but the USDA was around 49 million metric tons on the Argentine bean crop. Last year they produced 46 million metric tons, but with the way the weather is, there's estimates way below 30, or in this 38, 39 million metric ton, way below where they were last year. So that's what's fueled the rally here. They did receive some moisture over the weekend, but this week's dry, next moisture producer will occur here first part of next week with anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch, but that forecast will vary up and down quite a bit. But beans have moved to some new highs. They've moved above last week's highs, generating some technical buying interest and the corn futures market starting to break out of the diamond formation on the chart there, Dave.
And so we will have to see if we see follow through on this. We've had these formations in effect essentially for a good 8 or 9 trading days. As you look at the charts, are you of the mindset that we're going to threaten, for example, in the beans, the March composite high at 1048? I mean, we're not that far away right now, but if we do go beyond that, do you like an area like 1128, the September numbers?
Well, the first goal is to get above the crop report highs. If we can muster a move above that, yeah, that sets the stage to move quite a bit higher. If you look at the chart, we've virtually been consolidating sideways for the last 3 weeks. So the market is waiting for some confirmation of a technical breakout or confirmation that the Southern Hemisphere is going to remain in a lower production mode. So as we move along and through here, we'll see what develops. But a move above the January 12th crop report high sets the stage for beans to move on up to the $11 area and for March corn futures to move on up into this 480 area.
I guess also of interest to me is total open interest, and it's really been picking up lately, especially in that bean market.
Yeah, that's where the action is, and not only beans, but wheat also, too, in proportion there. A lot of action has been taking place there. We're seeing renewed speculative interest. A lot of new money's coming into the marketplace. Then, too, we're starting to win over investor confidence again. When you look at the stock market, if you look at the big picture, if you invest in a certain company, that company has, you know, risk of going bankrupt, for say, whereas investors are looking at where there's probably more positive action in corn and beans, and they know corn and beans won't go to zero. So we're starting to win a renewed interest here in the raw commodities, and it's starting to become a new renewed investment vehicle, for say.
I look at March 2010 beans right now at 986. If I haven't done any marketings yet, is this an area that makes sense to start doing some hedging?
I don't know about 2010, but
or 2009 at 962.
2009 beans, our upside target on our marketing plan for now is still at this 1050, 1055 level. If that's not achieved in the next 45 days, we will have a backup plan to reevaluate that. But two, with this renewed bullish enthusiasm here on weather concern, it is an opportunity to get caught up to where you want to be, because one good rain in the Southern Hemisphere will end this. Also, too, if you're wanting to sort of hedge your bet a little bit, we warrant some put option purchases here at these levels, too.
So you like at the 1050 in the July to make some catch-up sales or new sales?
It depends where you are in your marketing. You know, if you're needing to make some new sales or get caught up, you've got to use the strength to do it. Because, you know, fundamentally, things can change overnight. If you were pretty well caught up to where you want to be, we drag our feet for a little while and see if this rally follows through.
So essentially what we're seeing here on this rally is, I mean, there had already been whispers in the trade that Argentina's crop was in trouble, particularly in key growing areas, and that, you know, 42, 43 was in play. And one sense that last week that number was being used as sort of a benchmark, but now you're saying that it might be as low as 38 or 37?
We've seen estimates as low as 35 to 38. That's probably somebody talking their position, but we'd be in the camp that the trade is probably closer in the low 40s at this present time. The February USDA crop report, we'll see what the USDA has put on it. Some of the other private animals will probably be lower, trying to get a handle on where they are.
Anything else before I let you go today?
The livestock market followed through on the cattle and feed report. We saw the cattle market open a little higher here. Overall, the economy still the concern in the meat sector. Cold storage report last week on hogs showed 20% more pork in storage, so it's going to be important for exports to remain strong to keep the meat sector positive.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Kirk Himmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick for you. March wheat in Kansas City at 634 and a half, up 24 at the Board of Trade. March at 607 and a quarter, up 24 and a half. July at 632, up 25 and three quarters. March corn, 399 and a quarter, now 399, up 8 and a half. July, 420 and a half, up 8 and a half. December, 444 and a quarter, up 8 and a quarter. March crude, 47.95, up $1.48. The February RBOB at 119 and 6 tenths, it's up 4 and 2 tenths. March beans at 1034 and a quarter, up 25 and a quarter. July, 1048 and a half, up 25 and a quarter. November, 961 and a half, up 18 and a quarter. March soybean meal, 322.30, up 490. March soybean oil, 34.68, now 69, up 109. Mike Sola tells us a winter weather advisory will be in effect in Champaign, Christian, Clark, Coles, Cumberland, Douglas, Edgar, Macon, Moultrie, Piatt, Sangamon, Shelby, and Vermilion counties from 6 p.m. this evening until midnight Tuesday night. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.